I'm Carol Gregg. I live in Chillicothe. I'm president of Missouri Citizens for the Arts this year. I represent, we're an advocacy group, a grassroots advocacy group, and we represent parents and arts organizations and teachers and individuals such as myself all over the state of Missouri. I want to thank your predecessors for having the foresight of helping us create Missouri Cultural Trust back in 1993, which has saved program funding for the arts around the state, especially during the recent fiscal crisis. I've been proud to live in a state that was proactive, and they set up the non-resident professional athletes and entertainers tax. And this A&E tax is personal income tax on athletes and entertainers who come into our state, and it's collected every year. And by statute, arts is to get 60% of that. It also is distributed around our cultural partners. We have five cultural partners. Missouri Arts Council Trust Fund gets 60% of it. Missouri State Library Networking Fund, 10%. Missouri Humanity Council Trust Fund, 10%. Missouri Public Broadcasting Corporation Special Fund at 10%. And the Missouri Historical Preservation Revolving Fund at 10%. Full funding for the trust has been pretty difficult over the years. And because of budget cuts in the last 3 years, the Missouri Arts Council has continued to service 624 organizations and artists around the state through their grants. Unfortunately, in 2011 and 12, we were zeroed out, and we received $600,000 of new funds last year. In order for the Missouri Arts Council that continues the funding for all these arts organizations, we need to have those funds put into the Missouri Trust Fund, a cultural trust fund. Or we're forced to reduce, we've already been forced to reduce grants up to 50% the last 3 years. So at the end of 2013, the trust is going to be nearly depleted, and it'll be down to $1.1 million. That's hardly enough to keep our doors open or to provide any grants to our organizations and artists around the state. So without any new monies, Missouri will look like Kansas. And in Kansas, their governor single-handedly eliminated funding to the Arts Council. And all those arts organizations in Kansas suffered because of it. You also need to know the economic impact on small communities like mine. In Chillicothe, we're a town of not quite 9,000 people. We have a local arts council, Chillicothe Area Arts Council, and they receive monies from the Missouri Arts Council. And because of these grants, our community has enjoyed performances, artists in residencies in the schools. They've touched over 16,000 people just this past year. And the revenue stream that arts generate in our community alone, in the past season of 2011-12, in Chillicothe alone, we had $519,429 total industry impact. $23,933 went into our state government, and $20,906 went into our local government. So you just, you know, the benefits are huge to our state as well as our communities. So this represents just a small fraction of the economic impact in Chillicothe alone. Mr. Chair and the committee, Missouri Arts Citizens for the Arts respectfully request that you fund arts like it was intended in 1993 through the A&E tax. According to the Department of Revenue, the non-resident professional athletes and entertainers tax generated nearly $30 million this last year. The Missouri Citizens for the Arts request the legislature and the governor to please follow the state statute 143 RSMO and appropriately fund the 60% of the A&E tax, which is an estimated $18 million to the arts.